forth the light, as we bring forth our higher intelligence, they're asking us to perform the miracle of faith. In other words, to allow ourselves to ascend, to allow ourselves to merge into our divine essence. And so the imagery that's presenting, it's like we're being carried, we're being accompanied, they're saying like there's this even energy exchange. So the more that we allow liberal pleasure, that means this doesn't have to be hard. This can be transformational in a moment's second, in a moment's urgency. So the urgency is really that the light wants to come upon us. Who we truly are wants to be acknowledged, brought forth, chosen, preferred, allowed, listened to, preferenced. That preference of all, every single word I said, when I said preference, it was like a home run. It was an alignment. So we want to remember that we hold the keys to the kingdom. In other words, our will, our free will is everything. So what we're learning to do is to coincide with our higher self, our higher claim. So this is the reason why we're stepping up in faith, because the old broadcast, in other words, we're dreaming the past. And so the more that we can remember, there's another channel, there's another broadcast, there's another influence, there's another coincided value. So just imagine you're watching one program and there's this parallel reality next to you that has a whole different version that is already in motion. So the more that we can imagine that, the more that we can conceive that possibility, so this is where our faith comes in, the faster we will actualize, the faster we will consent. So what we're consenting to is it's another aspect of us that's within clear vision. So just imagine you're driving or hiking or whatever, and you look on the horizon. It may not be right upon you, but it's in clear vision, meaning the possibility of your arrival is sort of like, well, within a couple of days, within a couple of hours, within a couple of minutes, I can perceive, I can dream in that actuality as coinciding with my current stance. In other words, it's upon me. It's clearly in the distance already. And so what we're doing is we're dreaming in that light. We're dreaming up in that new information. So we want to remember that light is information. And so when I'm saying that, it's like my whole system is just like buzz, because we're performing miracles right and left. When we say miracles, our multidimensional self, this is just what already is. But it's a miracle of faith in terms of that lower consciousness that hasn't fully self-absorbed. In other words, it doesn't understand what to expect, what to lean upon, what to exercise in terms of our grand finale. So our grand finale, you want to feel that like angel wings or incredible light, or when I receive it, it's just like this amazing, incredible high. You know, it's just like, this is the kind of addiction you want. It's just like, I'm at peace. There's nothing else I need, because that's the whole point. Our God self has everything that we're actually seeking. So again, the faith comes into our certainty, because we're consenting to what is presenting, what is standing upon us. And just imagine like your future self, your parallel reality is just seconds away, moments away. So what we're doing is we're allowing that certainty to come upon us, to merge with us, with grace with divine authority and with record time, with record tempo, meaning that we're dropping the need for suffering. We're dropping the need to finish the past. And so they always like give that imagery, like imagine you're doing something and someone's like, would you like to do this activity instead? Like you just drop everything. You don't feel compelled to finish the game or whatever. And so this is sort of like this game or drama that we've been existing in. So what we're doing is we're releasing those boundaries. We're releasing the expectations, meaning that I gotta see it to the finish. I gotta find out how it works, how it finishes, because how it finishes, it's just going to go round the mountain. It's all egoic programming. So we know how it finishes. So what we're doing is reaching for a highest attainment, reaching for a highest allotment, persuasion, relevance, holy partnership, present consent, present override. So that override, that energy of that override is, I introduce myself to my new sequencing. So we want to remember everything that we have in that linear question mark. What about this? What about that? We're not trying to change the outer. We're agreeing to a new establishment. Because remember, everything is frequency. Everything is energy. So what we allow, what we determine, what we administer to, we want to remember it's the energetic shift and agreement that brings forth the victory, where you suddenly get that idea or someone suddenly enters your field. They may have been there, but you never even thought about it because you couldn't conceive it. In other words, you weren't agreeing to the new reality that is upon us. So as we will, so funny, they're saying tie our shoelaces. And what they mean by that is once you reach a certain age, it's totally easy for you to tie your own shoelaces. So we want to realize that. So the reason they're using that premise or that wordage is because it's something that we can do. We can all tie our shoelaces, so we can all graduate. We can all ascend. We can all self-promote. We can all establish our new sequencing, our new entitlement, our new regular establishment. So you want to receive that transference of consciousness. You want to receive that new engagement. You want to receive that new excitement. So that new excitement is, I no longer need to finish the drama. I no longer need to stay in limitation. I no longer need to hold anyone else in limitation. It's like, I'm moving on. I'm sourcing my new intention. I'm sourcing my new endeavor. I'm sourcing my new completion. I'm sourcing my new divine privilege. So our new divine privilege, that would equate to, that would equal to what a linear terminology would consider to be a miracle. Like, so in the linear stance, well, that's not possible. So we're moving into the realm of impossibility from our old understanding of who we are. Now this is quite important because we're expanding our light, we're expanding our notion, we're expanding our privilege, we're expanding our arrival. So remember, whether you have a crown of light, whether you have angel wings, whether you see other lifetimes, whatever it is, you want to have an imagery of expansion. That's your takeaway. That's what you want to agree upon. When I receive it, I just feel humongous. I mean, I just feel beyond my body, beyond what I associate with in my incarnation. I just feel expanded. So you want to receive that. You want to allow that. You want to permit that, because that's what's going to establish your faith. In other words, like I just seen walls being knocked down, you know, almost like the Berlin Wall, like walls being knocked down. So we want to remember walls in the exterior, in our landscape, in 3D, represent, symbolize the walls within self. So where we've kept us confined, where we kept us in prison, what we're doing is we're moving beyond that. We're moving beyond limitation. We're moving beyond boundaries. So again, it's through our decision-making, through our willpower. Remember, as easy as tying our shoelaces. Everybody here knows how to tie your shoelaces. As easy as tying our shoelaces. So we want to begin to establish that mercy of consent, that mercy of, how do I put this in words? Faith. So again, faith in who we are beyond present circumstances. In other words, the circumstances you arrived with when you showed up at group, it's like you have now traveled beyond. You have not now stepped forward. You have now exercised your holy sequencing. So when I'm saying sequencing, there's light that's going ding, 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 ding. So we want to bring that into full agreement. So we're agreeing to our light, we're agreeing to our holy advantage, we're agreeing to our orchestration of will. So the will is not, the will of the personal self. The will is in full alignment with our divine presence. So aligning ourselves with divine will. So allow yourself to grow. They're saying in God's mercy. So you can say in your higher self's mercy, in your I am presence, in your God self's mercy. Receive that in all levels. They're saying allow the first to go, meaning each of us have something that we're in the process of releasing. You can't focus on the dark and the light at the same time. So whatever form of darkness is no longer necessary. No longer necessary, no longer needed. This is where the miracles come in, because I can just see like, oh my gosh, like I replay those tapes ad nauseum and they just come back when you least expect them. And so when you allow God's mercy, it's like, what if they were just gone? What if you, because they're just gone because you've consented to a new authority. You've consented to a new placement. And in that reality, there's no more trigger. There's no more, they're saying no more necessary. In other words, it's no longer necessary because there's no more victim consciousness. Receive, receive, receive.